You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. It's Labor Day weekend. Professional and college football games are starting soon, too, and all that means that potluck season is in full swing.
Our next guest brings us some new twists on classic potluck offerings on this week's edition of Food Friday.
Emily Tyra joins us now. She's senior editor at Taste of Home magazine. Emily, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Emily, in your opinion, what makes the ideal potluck dish?
Potluck dishes should be something that has flavors everyone loves. They should serve 12 or more, and most of all, they should just be the person who's bringing the dish's favorite specialty dish. That's kind of the cool thing about potlucks, that when you only have one dish to bring, you can bring your absolute favorite thing.
So you don't have to cover all the bases yourself. You can just put all your effort into that one special thing.
Exactly, and I like a potluck to not be an overly controlled atmosphere. If you're hosting, you can give people general categories, bring a salad, bring a condiment, but bring dessert, but don't overly boss that situation so that they can have fun.
Well, and Emily, we were just talking about this before the show with that word salad. So how specific do we want it? Because salad could be like all green stuff. Or it could be all green stuff. The green stuff is Jello. Jello.
Salad could
mean a lot of stuff.
Mainly marshmallows. Exactly. Well, at Taste of Home, we have all of the above. We definitely have our fair share of wonderful Midwestern potluck salads that would have Jello as their base. We also have pasta salads galore. We know our readers love pasta and potato salads this time of year.
Well, and your latest issue looks at potluck dishes that you can make ahead of time, which is nice if you're doing things on the go. Why is that ability to do it ahead of time so important to a potluck dish?
Well, we love taking the stress out of things for people. So if everything is planned and done the day before, the morning of your potluck, whether you're hosting it or bringing a dish, then you can just come and relax. I think most of our dishes have gone through our test kitchen. Actually, all of them go through our test kitchen, and we knew this would be for a potluck story, so we made sure, for example, that our sausage bread sandwich recipe would be something that you could pull from the freezer or bake off that morning and then throw it on the grill, and it'll work either way.
And we'll get into some of the specific recipes you shared with us today, but before we get there, what are some of the staples? What are the ones that we see every time at the potluck, or that we want to see every time at the potluck?
Well, I'm a deviled egg person myself, so I always try to eyeball those first and grab one. We also know people love to have baked beans and things maybe that are in a slow cooker simmering away. In Wisconsin, we're really not shy about our potlucking, so we'll make sure there's extension cords and whatever means possible to plug in a slow cooker for your mac and cheese or your baked beans.
We're talking to Emily Tyra right now. She's the senior editor of Taste of Home magazine. And you mentioned those deviled eggs, Emily. Now, you've got a recipe that you sent to us where you take that traditional recipe that everybody likes to see on the table and you give it a twist. What have you done with it?
Well, we've been seeing a lot of submissions of buffalo chicken everything at Taste of Home. People are sending in buffalo chicken lasagnas, buffalo chicken dips, and we've done a buffalo chicken deviled egg recipe from Robin Spires from Tampa, Florida. And basically, it's all the flavors of buffalo chicken wings in a deviled egg, including the blue cheese crumbles sprinkled on top.
Does it taste like a buffalo chicken wing?
Absolutely, but also like a deviled egg, so you're getting everything you love.
And we've got this one up at the Central Time Facebook page. Can you talk us through, though, how we make this, how we integrate the chicken into the egg? And which comes first?
Exactly. Well, you're going to want finely chopped cooked chicken so that the finer you chop it or shred it, then the better it will integrate into that yolk mixture. And then it's your typical mayonnaise-based yolk mixture, but instead of adding pickle juice or vinegar or something like that to give your tang, you're adding the buffalo wing sauce, which has that same zip and tang to it.
And how do people like this one if they like buffalo chicken? Is this going to be a crowd pleaser at like a football game and a potluck?
Absolutely. They're going to love it. And also, I must tell you that at Taste of Home, the deviled egg capital, we have over 150 deviled egg recipes at tasteofhome.com. Wow. So if buffalo chicken isn't your thing, then you will find the deviled egg of your dreams, I promise.
We've got a big buffalo chicken fan here, our producer Chris Molina. We've got the recipe on the Central Time Facebook. Should we make this one and see how many Chris can eat in one sitting?
I don't know if we want to find out the answer to that question.
I know. In my family, you get there first. That's why I was saying you eyeball the table first, because people in my family eat deviled eggs like it's popcorn, just tossing them in their mouth. So.
Huh. I find a little goes a long way, but okay. I respect that. Well, let's get to another one of the recipes. You sent us a recipe in the current issue of Taste of Home, honey cinnamon bars, so a dessert for our potluck. Have you tried this one out yourself?
Yes. Yes, I tried it in the test kitchen. It's wonderful. It's subtly spiced with cinnamon, and the honey is a really lovely addition to it, and there's walnuts right in the actual bar, and then you have the option of sprinkling some on top. We find we like to do half and half for potlucks to just keep that crowd-pleasing element there for you.
So is this one going to use the stuff you have in your pantry, or is there anything fancy that goes into this one?
No, these are really basic pantry staple recipes that we have at Taste of Home, and this definitely fits in that category. You make it in a jelly roll pan, so you get kind of a shallow fill on the bar, and then you put this wonderful glaze over it, which does have a secret ingredient, which is mayonnaise.
Ooh, what is
I know, hear me out.
We are skeptical.
Okay, I'll tell you what. It's really a nice way to make a glaze rich and smooth. Really, mayonnaise is just oil and eggs, so it makes sense that whisked in with a bunch of confectioner's sugar and vanilla and some extra nuts, it's really just a smooth, beautiful glaze that will coat the top of this honey cinnamon bar.
And is mayonnaise one of the staples of the potluck? Do you want to try to use as much of it as possible?
In my world, yes. In a lot of our readers' world, definitely. I think it's nice, though, to have a balance. So maybe when you invite your guests, you could say, hey, you bring a mayonnaise-based salad, you bring something a little more green and crunchy, and in that way you're not having all mayo-based. However, sometimes that's the way it works out. Sometimes it's all dessert, and you can just eat cake then.
Do you have to plan ahead, hey, this is going to be a finger food kind of setting, we're going to be sitting in front of the football game, we don't want a lot of forks and messy stuff, versus, you know, we're going to sit down and eat at the potluck, so you can bring a soup and some bowls or you know, more serving-intensive types of food?
Absolutely. I think most people prefer to be able to mingle and stand, so I think that's what makes an ideal potluck dish, that you're able to stand comfortably and eat it, or just balance and sit on a chair. If you did bring a soup or something like a chili or macaroni and cheese, we like to have, you know, just a mug or a cup so that people can still hang on to it and walk around and chat.
We're talking to Emily Tyra from Taste of Home magazine. She is sharing some great potluck recipes with us today.
And we want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite potluck dish, one that you always bring and everybody goes nuts for? And do you like to put your own spin on something more traditional, kind of like these buffalo chicken deviled eggs that we've been talking about? Let us know. What about what you do with your favorite dips or pasta salads? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave us a comment on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our discussion about favorite potluck recipes right now, and you can join the conversation.
Do you have that go-to recipe you bring to the potlucks? Everyone is going to be disappointed if you don't bring that thing. Have you put your own twist on a classic potluck dish? Is there something that somebody else makes that you're always looking forward to? You want to share that with us? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can leave us a comment and check out a recipe or two on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Andrew on the line in Waupaca. Hi, Andrew.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
So my favorite potluck dish?
Uh-huh.
First I told you guys it was scalloped potatoes, but I don't know exactly what my mom puts in that, but I like brats. I put brats in the slow cooker and hamburgers loaded up with beer, throw in onions, mushrooms, just let it sit for a while, go back to it, and then eat it up.
All right, what do you call that?
Brats and burgers.
Okay. Very literal translation there. Brats, burgers, mushrooms, and beer. I don't know. What do you do? Do you serve it on a bun?
Just pretty much eat it however you want it.
However you want it.
You can put brats with the scalloped potatoes if someone else brought them. Hamburger, however you want to do it. It's all about the mushrooms and the onions, though.
Okay.
Because anyone can make the burgers and brats, but the mushrooms and the onions, they just make everything.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for that, Andrew. And Andrew's definitely hitting on a couple Wisconsin favorites there, combining the brats and the hamburger. The surprise is the slow cooker and the onions and the mushrooms. What do you think about that one, Emily?
I love it. I actually know that we call it a brat fry, but everyone has their own way of doing it. Brat fry usually means sizzling on the grill, or how amazing to put it in a slow cooker with beer so people can come get a hot brat anytime throughout the day or night.
Andrew, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234 as we talk with Emily Tyra from Taste of Home magazine. Yeah, I'm a big fan of when slow cookers at potlucks, when other people bring stuff that I usually wouldn't make for myself. So Sloppy Joe's, big fan of. You remember Bob, who used to work in our shop here, used to bring meatballs in the slow cooker a lot.
Yeah.
Again, things I don't do slow cooked meatballs. So that's not even on my radar to make slow cooker stuff and then bring it to a potluck, Emily. You want to make the case for that?
Isn't it amazing what we can do, though? You can put the lid on the slow cooker and tape it down. I like to make sure people really think it through ahead, though. When you're traveling with a slow cooker on your lap, you want to have it in a box or something to prevent it from spilling everywhere. I'm sure your listeners have lots of stories about trying to take meatballs across town or brats in a slow cooker. I think it's nice if the hostess does that main dish kind of thing. If the hostess is in charge of the brats, then you can say, hey, this is a BYOC party where everyone brings their own favorite condiment, like a mushroom and onion mixture or a great slaw.
Now, you've got another recipe that you shared with us. This one's called pasta salad in a jar. Tell us about this one.
Well, this is a classic antipasto type salad put in a jar with kind of a wide mouth to it so that you can take it to a potluck and use the jar itself as your bowl. And the flavors are really just classic Greek and Mediterranean flavors with lots of fresh basil. I know people probably have the last hurrah on their garden of basil growing in their pots or in their garden, and this would be a great recipe to use that in.
So why the jar?
Well, it's just a fun way to present, really, at a picnic or potluck. It's kind of a nostalgic look, but also it's easy to tuck that in a cooler, and you don't need to worry about transferring it to a different serving dish when you get there.
We'll go back to our callers at 800-642-1234, looking for your favorite potluck dish, the one that you make that's a big hit at the party. 800-642-1234 is the number. We've got Jill on the line in Toma. Jill, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I have a favorite recipe that's can be hot, cold, or room temperature, and it can be, Christmas or outside picnic. It's a brown rice. It's kind of like the Uncle Ben's brown rice. You just make it like you'd be making that rice dish with original recipe spices in it. And so you just put that in your 9.5 by 11 glass dish, drizzle Italian dressing over it, and then you top the whole thing with tomatoes, bite-sized tomatoes, cashews, chopped onions, an avocado, and black olives.
Wow, so it's kind of like a seven-layer salad, but not beans. It's got rice in it instead. That sort of
Yeah, it's just the body of it is rice. And it's kind of Christmassy because you have that green and the red from the tomatoes and avocado.
Love
and, of
it.
Course, you put cashews on anything, and it's really great.
Great, Jill. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I guess if you wanted to fancy that up, Emily, you could maybe, she was just saying, go with, hey, your wheat rice or brown rice from a box. You could mix in some wild rice, too, to jazz it up a little, Emily.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And I love what you said about it's great at room temp or cold. I think that's a hallmark of a great potluck dish, that it even tastes better after it sits at room temp.
Well, thanks a lot for that call, Jill. Appreciate it. And we're going to go to Ninja in La Crosse. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. What is your vote for potluck?
My dish is a little bit different because it's not one of those ones you can just stand and talk around. You actually have to sit down and eat it. It's a stew. It's a Russian-Ukrainian stew called Solyanka.
And
a friend taught me how to make it. It's mostly meat-based and tomato-based. So I use 3 pounds of meat, chicken, beef sausage, and Polish kielbasa with a, I guess you would consider it like a, almost like a 2-liter can of tomato sauce or tomato soup. And I put it in a big pot, put in a couple of vegetables, onions, carrots. Sometimes I add mushrooms or garlic, and then I put in chopped pickles, dill pickles, which sounds weird, but it turns out great, and black olives, whole black olives, and then when you serve it, you put a dollop of fresh sour cream and a slice of lemon, and the sour cream makes it super creamy, and the lemon just gives it a little extra tangy kick.
Wow, well, that's interesting. Thank you so much for that. That one sounds like it's got a lot of strong, wonderful flavors to it. So, Emily, have you heard of that kind of stew before?
No, it sounds fantastic, though, and it would be so fun for a tailgate.
I was going to say it sounds a little like chili until she got to things like pickles and lemon and sour cream, and that gives it that Eastern European flair that she was moving toward.
Absolutely. I know, and I love that pickle juice can be a secret ingredient in a lot of people's favorite dishes.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Emily Tyra, senior editor for Taste of Home magazine, with some favorite potluck recipes, and we're taking yours at 800-642-1234. Lucille is with us next in Bayfield. Lucille, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to share with us, Lucille?
Well, I have the recipe that always makes a great hit whenever I take it. I call it rosy sauerkraut. And I just get sauerkraut and rinse it off to get some of the sour off. And then I cook it with cranberry sauce and cook it so that it heats up very well, and stir it up. And it's a wonderful color. And you can eat it with anything as a condiment, or some people just like it to eat by itself.
Lucille, I want that on a burger now. That sounds perfect.
It might be good on a burger.
That sounds wonderful. We have a similar recipe in the issue of Taste of Home that's out right now, September, October, from a cranberry farmer in Toma, and she does a similar mixture of sauerkraut and cranberries to dress a meatball in the slow cooker. So I think that burger plus cranberry plus sauerkraut could be the magic combo there.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about that one, Lucille. And we're going to go next to Shelley in Stillwater, Minnesota. Hi there, Shelley.
Hi. I was just calling to give you a family recipe for a potluck that we all love, and it's just it's called chicken gumbo burgers, just made with ground beef and chicken gumbo soup, about 1 can to 1.5 pounds of ground beef, and a little bit of crazy salt in there.
Crazy salt, what's that?
Well, it's called Jane's Crazy Mixed Up Salt, and the soup is just your traditional chicken gumbo soup.
Okay, so you buy the chicken gumbo soup ready to go?
Yep, buy it ready to go. The ones you would add water to, I guess.
Nice.
But it's just 1 can to 1.5 pounds of browned ground beef, and then you season it with that crazy salt.
Nice. Well, that's really kicking that into gear and giving it a twist. Appreciate that suggestion, Shelley.
And Emily, before we let you go, do you have one last quick idea to share with us for that next potluck we're going to head to?
Well, sure. I think this weekend is still pretty hot here in Wisconsin, so I have a great tip for you guys where you would buy a kiddie pool and get a brand new kiddie pool that you can then delegate to be your potluck kiddie pool from here on out. You bring that to the potluck, put it on a corner of a picnic table. Maybe you put two together to create an L shape and then balance the kiddie pool there. Everyone puts their ice in that, and that's where you can nest all of your pasta salads, potato salads, mayo things that need to stay cold.
That's great.
And they can just hang out in the pool.
Great presentation. Emily, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Happy Labor Day.
That's Emily Tyra, senior editor at Taste of Home magazine. We've got some of these potluck recipes we've talked about on the Central Time Facebook page.